Listening Exam 3, Part 1. Extract 0. Example.
They say that friendships can change forever after a holiday together, don't they? Well, I agree with that. I went away with a colleague, and the thing is, we get on so well at work. We have a real laugh about everything and talk loads. But she was like a different person after we got on the plane. She barely spoke. I thought she might just be tired. But she was like that for the whole week. Not exactly a lot of fun, I can tell you. And it turns out, she felt the same about me.
Extract 1.
To be honest, it was all a bit of a mess. We hadn't organised anything, and it was just a last-minute decision to go. And that's what the problem was, really. There were loads of things that we both wanted to do or places that we wanted to see, but somehow we didn't manage it. We should have discussed everything before heading off. Anyway, one day we were stuck at a bus station waiting to go somewhere, and I just turned around to him and suggested going home the next day. He agreed immediately, and that's what we did. We still see each other from time to time, though.
Extract 2.
Well, we'd been friends for years, but we'd had our ups and downs too during that time. But we've got a lot in common, so I thought it'd all be fine. She's always been a bit, lazy, but I thought it'd be different when we went away together. How wrong I was. I wanted to go out and get to know all about the local culture and meet some new people. She, however, didn't fancy any of that. I tried all the local food, and she just wanted to eat cheap fast food from the usual chains. We didn't fall out about it all at any point, though, and I suppose it wasn't all bad. We had some fun.
Extract 3.
It was a complete nightmare from start to finish. Okay, so he's always been the kind of guy to enjoy a bit of fun, but sometimes he just goes too far, if you know what I mean. Don't get me wrong, we had a good time and all that, but you've got to be a bit more careful when you're abroad. It's not like being at home. But I felt so uncomfortable at times because people really stared at us because of the way he behaves in public. I tried telling him, but that made no difference at all.
Extract 4.
We were barely speaking to each other by the time we got home, I can tell you. The problem was that we're both quite selfish people, and we'd end up arguing about where to go and when. She'd say things like, "We did what you wanted last time," or, "It can't be my turn again, I did it last time." In the end, we had an absolutely huge argument. But you know what? Now we're getting on as well as we ever have.
Extract 5.
I always thought he was really easygoing, but I suppose I'd only ever seen him in a large-ish group. We're from the same cycling club, you see. So, anyway, I was sure he'd be the same when we went away, but he was really bossy, telling me what to do all the time, and then he went on and on and on if anything went wrong. Once I got the train times mixed up and he went mad, even though I'd paid for the tickets. After a few days of this, I just wanted to get away from him. I wish I'd gone on my own, actually. It would have been much better. Never again.
Extract 6.
British Airways has come under criticism from environmental groups after deciding to go ahead with its luxury Airbus service from London to New York. The aircraft, which would normally carry up to 100 people, has only 32 seats. There'll be flat beds for passengers to sleep on, all the latest technology, and a gourmet food service. Critics were disappointed by the airline's new venture after it had committed to reducing carbon emissions in the future.